Tomorrow in Beijing, we'll see the dawning of a new era, in theory, when the Politburo Standing Committee reveals itself to the world. But before that could take place, there was a final session this afternoon of the current Communist Party Congress. More than 2,200 delegates took part in a series of rubber stamp votes that were always guaranteed to pass. In fact, there's been much about this Congress that could fairly be described as really just a piece of theatre, including the role of a mysterious journalist from Australia who's been thrust into the limelight. China correspondent Stephen McDonnell reports from the Great Hall of the People.
President Hu Jintao called on delegates at the closing session of the Communist Party Congress to cast their votes on a series of matters. Then they went around the cavernous Great Hall of the People. Any dissenters?
No.
And on it went with every vote. Unanimous. Personnel appointed, reports endorsed. The gathering is now technically over, and tomorrow the new cabinet, the Politburo Standing Committee, will be revealed. Covering these congresses, you see a lot which could be reasonably described as a stage-managed presentation designed to engender faith in the Communist Party. A key way to do this is to rig press conferences at the Congress by only answering pre-vetted questions from supportive Chinese journalists. So normally, people sit up and listen when a foreign correspondent manages to get a question in because, well, it might actually be a real one. And that was the case when Australian journalist Andrea Yu was chosen to speak at the Tianjin delegation's meeting. Her question went something like, Melbourne and Tianjin are sister cities. Can you outline some of the ways that cultural exchanges can be increased? It's this type of hard questioning that's been coming from Andrea Yu throughout the Congress. Jiang Ping is the chair of China's powerful economic policy department, the NDRC. He also had a press conference, and there she was.
I'm from Global CAMG Media International, based in Australia.
Apart from Taiwan, the only question that Jiang Ping took from a foreign reporter was from Andrea Yu of CAMG. Did she ask if China was happy with the price it was paying for Australian iron ore? Did she ask if Chinese companies were satisfied with the restrictions placed on them investing in Australia? No, this was her question.
Mr. Zhang, please tell us what policies and plans the Chinese government will be implementing in cooperation with Australia.
Now, maybe it shouldn't really matter if a journalist from Australia wants to ask Dorothy Dixer-type questions of Chinese officials, except that she doesn't actually work for an Australian company at all. ASIC searches reveal that she works for a company based in Melbourne, but which is actually majority-owned from China. CAMG has close links to Chinese government-controlled media organisations and supplies Beijing-friendly radio programs to community stations in Australia. Andrea Yu was at the Great Hall of the People again today and spoke to PM.
Is it a little disingenuous for you to be up here, I suppose, with the appearance of being an independent international journalist when really working for a Chinese company?
Yes, that's a good question. It is interesting, and a lot of people have asked me about that. The fact is, I chose to be employed by them, and I'm representing their company. So when I ask questions in press conferences and anything like that, I'm representing the company as well as representing Australia.
The company, though, it's controlled from Beijing, right?
Well, we do have a head office in Melbourne.
But so the majority shareholding is from Beijing. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's true.
And is that from the Chinese government, Chinese government companies?
We have a partnership with CRI, Chinese Radio International, which does have a fairly large connection to the government, yes.
Because, I mean, you could say that it's as if the Chinese government has brought you up here as a sort of friendly journalist to essentially ask itself questions that it likes about its own performance.
Yes, you could say that, but you could only say that if you knew who my company was, and we are fairly, I would say, not very well known at this stage.
Here's the Chinese government. They're inviting someone up here. They know that you're working essentially for them. and you're coming up here and asking them questions about their own performance. Isn't that right?
I really don't know if I can answer that question accurately the way you're wanting me to answer it. I know you're looking for a certain answer here, but
I'm not looking for a certain answer. I'm looking for your answer.
No, my answer is that I think it's a very large system, and I honestly don't believe that people within the Chinese government knew beforehand who I am and who I'm working for.
They didn't know that you're essentially working for them.
No.
Would it be an accurate sort of a parallel to say, like, for example, if the Australian government set up a company in China to feed stories into Chinese radio programs, and then in the middle of the election in Australia invited someone that they are essentially employing back to Australia to ask the Australian Prime Minister how well she's managing the China-Australia relationship, would that be an accurate parallel to what you're doing?
I don't know, because the Australian government is very different to the Chinese government. I don't think it's appropriate to make a direct comparison there. So,
but is it real journalism what you're doing?
I've only just started. I'm very new to this, so I'm learning as I go.
So you're not quite sure if it is?
No, I would call it. I wouldn't call it hard news. I wouldn't call it that. Okay, I'm not going to be kidding myself there, but I'm very glad for the opportunity that I've had to come here and learn what I have.
You don't feel, though, potentially that you're being used by the Chinese government to show that there's something going on that really isn't happening?
It's something that I think a lot of foreigners have to think about when they come here. It's also very difficult.
But what do you think about it, though? Do you feel that you're being used in that way?
Well, it's been a bit difficult because there are layers. When I first entered my company, there's only a certain amount of understanding I have about its connections to the government. I didn't know it had any, for example. So I find out more and more as time goes on. It's quite difficult as a foreigner when you first went, at least for me in the last month, to know exactly, because you get told things not all at the beginning. So that side of it is challenging.
Well, maybe I could ask you this way. It's not a coincidence that they keep choosing you to ask questions at the press conferences, is it?
I don't think I would say that it's not a coincidence, because they had already asked me.
Because I know they're going to get an easy question from you, though, don't they?
I think that's part of it, yes.
And so in the long run, do you think that this will be more, you know, the way things will happen, that the Chinese government will be having sort of setting up companies like yours all over the world to present itself in the way it wants to?
It's a very hard question, and I don't know how long I'll be doing this for because of that. Yes, that is a very challenging question. I think certainly spreading Chinese government soft power around the world via avenues like this is very important to the government. And
that's essentially what your company's doing, is that right?
Well, you see, it's very difficult for me to say, because I've been with my company for about a month, okay? So it's quite difficult for me to know exactly how things work. But I am aware that, you know, I can't ask the hard questions that I may personally be interested in asking because of who I'm representing.
Andrea Yu from CAMG speaking to our China correspondent Stephen McDonnell at the Great Hall of the People today.